Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Robert Wolf is active. That's to be kind in Democratic Party politics. He was with UBS Americas. He's now chief executive officer of 32 advisors. 32 is a number he wore at the Great Penn back-to-back Ivy League championships of moving the football down the field. He will be out in the field Sunday for the New York Football Giants. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. I'm a Patriots fan, though.
Well, I know you're a Patriots fan. Full disclosure there. My fault on that. When we see the soup that we're in, what is the new Democratic message is the Democratic Party tries to get to 2014?
You know, I think it's not that different than what Sarah was saying earlier. You have to focus on jobs. You have to focus on immigration reform. Obviously, Syria is the news of
But at some point, that will go away.
Well, I think the Middle East effort never really goes away. I think you're seeing the pro-Israel lobbyists out for military intervention. So I think, you know, it's always going to be part. One bookend's going to be the economy. The other bookend's going to be, I think, making sure America's safe and our allies are safe. And I think between those two, my guess is whether Republican, Democrat, or Independent, it's where you're going to be.
Let me ask you the elephant in the room question. You're out on the golf course where policy is made in America with the president. If this House or that House votes against their president, what will the president then do? That, to me, is the great mystery.
Well, I don't know what he'll do, and only my guess is he and his few advisors know. But there's a few things that are starting to, you know, a bit of rhetoric going on in Washington. One is if the Senate passes it, which is the upper chamber, and you have Boehner, Cantor, and Pelosi support of it, maybe there isn't a House vote. Who knows, you know, what could come about, and who knows the different strategy that the president has. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him about Syria. But my guess is this week is obviously very critical to gaining confidence in all of America that this is something that should happen.
Well, do you think the president made a mistake then in calling on Congress to approve this decision? He could have gone about it on his own. In fact, it was a complete 180 and now has to use that political cover and that political capital?
No, I actually think if you look back, you know, when he was then senator running and throughout, you know, his political days, he's been very clear that he thinks a military action should incorporate you know, the general public as well as Congress. So I don't think that this was a surprising move. I mean, it happened suddenly, but I think that if you see him, it wasn't surprising.
Robert Wolf.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.